Well, I got lucky in the house that I'm in. On the back of the house was a 4-inch dryer vent that was not used. They had moved or whatever, so there was a nice 4-inch hole right through the back of the house. So all of the cables passed into the house through that. I just stuff it full of insulation to keep the air out and the rodents out and anything else, and so that worked out fine for me, at least getting the cables into the house. That was good. But yeah, even the new radio I'm going to put in, well, this radio I'm talking in now on my car is just run through the cigarette lighter. I just run it on 5 watts, and it runs perfectly fine. Like I said, with a decent mobile antenna and 5 watts, I can hit everything, Midland and Bay City and Saginaw, and I can even hit Flint with it. So it doesn't take much. And the new car is going to be the same way, too. I'm just going to run it off the lighter because it's literally impossible to get up and wires through the firewall anymore. They make them so airtight and sealed up and everything else. It's not like, you know, cars from 15, 20 years ago that there was a plug someplace you could get something in.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about, I've got a Yaesu 7R HTM running, and nice thing about it is that it plugged into the cigarette lighter, it'll actually turn off and on when I turn the car on. It kind of remembers the last state it was in. So, anyways, I hate to keep this short, but I'm here to pick up my daughter, and she is walking out to the car, so I'm going to have to make it a quick one, but it was good talking to you, Ron. 73's KD8AVA.
All right, Aaron, good to hear you on the air again. Hopefully we'll run into each other sometime. So, KC8YVF, I'm clear and mobile.